Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
1 week, and you are already ready to write off the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I can't help it, Chris.
It was ugly. They got beat 33-3 by the Patriots.
And they had the nerve to kick a field goal. Where were they at the 1 yard line or whatever that was? Seriously.
At that point.
No, Chris.
At that point,
no.
What were they down? 20-0?
No.
Wasn't it 20-0?
Stop
it. It was still enough time.
You need to go in and score. Dude, that was just ridiculous. I'm sorry.
That was the least of the things.
But here's my issue. I just think that people tried to poo-poo the lack of losing skilled position players and talented players. And I just think they misunderstood how much those guys, and Big Ben is not getting any better or younger. He's getting older, and
he looked bad. He made some bad throws.
He made bad throws as well. Yeah. And I think when you put a combination of an aging quarterback and then guys who aren't as talented as the guys who they've replaced, and even Juju right now, Chris, you got to admit he's in a different role now. He wasn't the number one guy and was open all the time because AB was out on the field to help out a little bit. Now that you're the main guy, it ain't going to be as easy as you think it probably was a year ago. Would you at least admit that?
Oh, yeah. You could see it yesterday.
Right.
I mean, he was double covered a lot of times and really wasn't open that often. And Ben had to go elsewhere. And I was disappointed in some of their other receivers. The one kid...
What do you have, the couple I can't of drops?
He dropped a couple. It was the number 18.
Yep.
And James Washington, you probably saw this play if you watched the game. Did you see that fly pattern or that bomb he caught on along the sidelines?
Yeah.
He caught it in stride and ran out of bounds. Now, I get that sometimes your momentum's carrying you out of bounds.
You got to stay in bounds.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it didn't appear in that one that his momentum was carrying him out of bounds.
Right.
He had the two. Now, maybe he would have got caught because the other guy,
I know what you mean. But you don't want to go out of bounds yourself.
What are you doing? Right. Go for the goal line. But look, I can't deny that they clearly missed Antonio Brown, especially, but also Le'Veon Bell. But they missed both of those guys. And you're right. When it was a tough game, Antonio could make a play.
Yes.
He could just get open. He could break double coverage. And to your point, if AB was shut down because of double coverage, then that opened it up for Juju.
Right. And here's the other.
I'm not ready to write them off. Look, I picked them to win the division. Now, if I just go off yesterday, I mean, the Baltimore Ravens looked like gangbusters. But you're right. I mean, they certainly looked horrible. And granted, you're playing the Patriots.
I know they can't beat them.
It was a bad look.
Here's the other part, Chris. It's a confidence thing too, right? This was supposed to be the new Pittsburgh Steelers. We don't need those guys. We're going to have a better, they could have lost and played better. Do you know what I'm saying? And lost
no
to the
doubt.
Patriots. And then you go, okay, you got to go up to Foxborough. That ain't an easy place to win a game. But to be embarrassed and then – all the stuff about Tomlin now. I mean, when you start to add all that up, I forgot who they have in week two. But if they lose, don't they play? Do they play the Ravens or no?
Rob G. Who they got in week two?
Or week two. But you pile that up with maybe a second, tough game or bad game, and you start 0-2. All of a sudden, the Tomlin stuff, all the other questions, the Big Ben. They play the Seahawks, so that's no easy game either.
Oh, no, not at all.
So
not
I'm just
all.
Saying it could
well, you
wind
heard
up.
Deion Sanders, and I think this is going a bit far.
Yeah, I heard
but
that.
But Deion Sanders said today he thinks Big Ben might retire midseason.
Which is just, can you believe?
He just signed a 2-year extension worth like $67 million. Of course, he still could retire and give up that money, but I don't see that. And again, I'm not writing them off after one game, but it was bad. It was ugly. They've always been able to replace their great receivers, in the past, whether it was Plaxico Burress with Hines Ward with Santonio Holmes, Santonio Holmes with Mike Wallace, Wallace with Antonio Brown. And now you want to see if Smith-Schuster can do it. I thought he could. I think he can.
Oh, yeah. It's not over. It's one game.
Yeah, they look, you no doubt, they look bad. The bottom line is they're not, even if they turn it around, Rob, and play well and have a great season, they can't beat the Patriots.
No. I mean, we,
especially I think not in Foxborough.
I think that's pretty obvious. And right. If you're a Steelers fan, that's what hurts you the most, is that when you stack up against a team that you need to be able to stack up to see where you fit, Chris, you realize yep. We're not in their ballpark. We're not right. Even close. And that's right. The part, if you're a Steelers fan, you can say we can win a division and we can win some games in 9 or 10 or 11 games, but we can't get to where we really want to go. And that organization is about winning championships.
No, no question. The good news for them is that the Browns look perhaps even worse. I would say even worse considering that the Steelers played the Patriots. So that's yep. One team that you may not have to worry about. Maybe. I'm not writing even one of them
even
off.
In,
but
even in the Browns, I mean, I don't think the Titans scored more than 34 points all of last year. Like for that team to pile up that pathetic. Many points is pretty bad because they don't score.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I don't think you'll push back on this, at least on I'm sorry. I picked the Chiefs. I love Pat Mahomes, and I hope Pat Mahomes wins his first Super Bowl.
What? You're flip-flopping already?
I mean, it's a, look, you just gave the greatest quarterback of all time one of the greatest receivers of all time, a quarterback who has made a career off making mediocre, pedestrian receivers great and winning with them, and now you give him Antonio Brown? It's over. I'm not being a prisoner of the moment.
What's over? What are you talking about?
I think this is going to work out. I think Antonio Brown is going to conform, and I think the Patriots are going to win their seventh Super Bowl.
I think, Chris, you are a prisioner of the moment. You're overreacting.
It's not like I'm picking the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You already picked them to make the playoffs.
The Patriots,
and you're wrong about that.
The Patriots were already one of the Super Bowl favorites. Now you give them Antonio Brown?
Here's my thing, Chris, and I will push back. I think you're overdoing
it. Well, I meant push back on me changing my prediction.
No.
You admit, right. That's fair. It's a big change.
I'm just saying, here's my issue. Sure, on paper, you can look at it and say, okay, the Patriots look like they're going to win. When they got Randy Moss and Tom Brady went off, go look at the year he had. 50 touchdowns. He was unbelievable.
That's when I first started thinking this guy might be the GOAT.
Do you remember that, Chris?
Yeah,
that was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. It was like a playing Madden or something.
Right.
It wasn't even real. That's how good they were. They did not win the Super Bowl that year.
And took a miracle of God.
Not only
you
that play,
that.
Though, Chris, but not only that play. Think about this. Remember when Plaxico Burress predicted the score? He said that the Giants would win 17-14. I wish we could find the tape, Rob G.
Tom Brady
laughs and he goes, "We're only getting 14?" Remember that was
I remember that.
The big thing because they were averaging 35 or 38 a game. You remember how good they were?
The Giants played well,
yes.
But it still took a miracle of God. And I know David Tyree well. And he's a spiritual brother, and
God helped him out on that.
To him, seriously, that he was going to play some huge part in the Super Bowl. And this, he was a reserve. He's a special teamer.
And you know
and he
what?
He catches on a freaking helmet.
He knew that was going to be something spiritual because not only did he catch that ball on his helmet, he also fed 1,000 people with 3 fish and 3 loaves of bread. He did both.
One of your better. I'm surprised. Look at you with the biblical knowledge.
I know it's 5. I know it's 5. I know.
That's impressive.
I just threw it out.
I'm impressed, though. But, Rob, I get. Look, you. Of course, we don't know what's. I mean, heck. You could argue the Patriots won't make the playoffs.
Oh, you don't know.
We don't know. You're right. We don't know. But you can't give me anything logical. And I'm not saying this is an insult. What you said at first is true. On paper, it looks like they're the best team, especially with what we saw last night. We can talk about the Steelers being dogs all we want, but the Patriots look great. And now you're going to give them freaking Antonio Brown. So I get you. You're right. We don't know. We never know. But there's no logical reason to believe the Patriots won't get it done.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
And let's start with the Cleveland Browns. Now, before their first game of the season, they talked all manner of trash. And it wasn't even mainly Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, they did their share of talking, but some of the biggest talk came from elsewhere.
Do you remember Miles, right?
Miles Garrett said their defensive line is so good and going to harass the opposing quarterback so much that it's going to be a quote-unquote bloodbath. Demarius Randall, the defensive back, he said it's going to be they're going to be so good that teams are going to think they were cheating. Maybe he meant because they were going to be cheating to the tune of 18 penalties. So that's what they had in game one. It was a bloodbath. Both those guys were right, but in a different way than they meant. 43-13, the Tennessee Titans, who are nobody's Super Bowl favorite, Rob. I mean, they scored more than 30 points one time last year.
Right.
But the Browns made Derrick Henry look like Earl Campbell. And Marcus Mariota was, you know, okay yesterday. And that's all it took to pound the Cleveland Browns. And I like the attitude that the Titans had after the game. Well, who was it, Rob, that Delanie Walker had the great quote he took from the late, great Denny Green? Here's what he said about the Cleveland Browns.
We circle this game. This is just another game. We ain't worried about it. I'm going to tell you again, man. They were who we thought they were. Y'all can crown them if you want to crown them. Still got to play football.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Where's the crown? You got the crown part?
If
you crown them, crown their ass.
I love that Denny Green quote.
I was watching that game live. Well, because you remember he was banging the podium after the game. It was great.
I loved it.
I did too.
You know, but people, he got flack for that. But anyway, Rob, come on. This was, and look, I've picked the Browns to make the playoffs. I am not yet jumping off of that train, but yesterday was a mess.
An absolute mess. Here was the reason, Chris, that I did not, N-O-T, pick them to go to the playoffs. Last year, they beat one team with a winning record, the Baltimore Ravens. They beat them 12-9. Joe Flacco was so terrible that that's when he lost his starting job as the starting quarterback. So I wasn't buying, they hadn't beaten anybody. And you know what? They did trade for a great talent in Odell Beckham Jr. Sorry, go look at what the Giants have done when he was there, Chris.
Right.
They hadn't done anything. You have an unproven rookie coach. Hello, Freddie Kitchens. Give me Freddie Bathroom. I don't even know what we're going to get from him yet.
Well, look, I said it earlier, Rob. Sometimes, and I've seen it in basketball covering the NBA for 25 years, there are times when a guy who's an assistant coach, and everybody loves him, because, you know, he's just the assistant, and he can be cool with everybody and, you know, funny and all that. But when you become that head coach, you have got to be an authority figure, and you've got to have the players' respect. They can't just like you. They have to respect you. I'm not saying they don't respect Freddie Kitchens, but what I'm saying is the verdict is out.
Right.
We don't know yet. The jury is out, I guess. You know, we have to wait and see if Freddie Kitchens is a good head coach, if he has the players' respect, because as you said earlier with Rod Woodson, the 18 penalties, you can look at the coach for a lot of that.
I'm serious. People I've always talked to in the NFL, they say that's coaching when a team is undisciplined, Chris, because you can work on that. If guys know that they can't do that kind of stuff, or they're going to lose playing time, or you know what I mean? They're not going to play. You're going to eliminate that. You're not going to hurt this team with 18 penalties in a game. And I get some of the offsides and pre-snap. I get some of those, okay? I do. Because you're trying to get an edge, right?
Yep.
And you're trying to, you know, get an advantage. So that happens sometime, but I'm sorry. That cannot 18? Be done, right?
18 is crazy. And Baker Mayfield, he wasn't great. He threw three interceptions, 25 for 38, 285 yards, one touchdown, but three interceptions. I'm not absolving him of blame, but he did not get protected at all. That offensive line, it was makeshift. It was banged up.
Bad.
He was running for his life. He was sacked five times, but he welcomes the criticism. Here's what Baker said.
Everybody's going to throw us in the trash. I think that's good. I know what type of men we have in this locker room, and quite frankly, I don't really give a damn what happens on the outside. I know how we're going to react. I know what we're going to do, how we're going to bounce back, and we got a Monday night game coming up, so we don't really care. I'm ready to go.
Well, look, I hope he's right, because we always say it, Rob. We want to be right with our picks.
That's what
I picked them to make the playoffs, so I hope he's right. But let's be honest. We don't know what kind of men they have in that locker room.
We don't.
We don't. Right? Who's the proven winner there?
Nobody, and that's the problem. That's why people, and Chris, we know on paper, Cleveland made a lot of nice moves. It's a better team. They have better players. But that the idea that people had them going to the Super Bowl and going crazy about the Browns, I think that, and you know what? Maybe it works in their favor. Maybe they got so humbled and so grounded, Chris, that it works in their benefit.
Right.
It could.
It might be good for him. It might
or
be good
it could
for
send you on the deep end if they get a butt whooping against the Jets next, right? Monday night, is that who they play?
So yeah, if they lose to the bad Jets. Plastered. Right. It's one thing if they lose, because I think the Jets, I think they also probably ate a little bit of humble pie.
They were up 16-0.
Yeah. So I think that'll be a good game. But yeah, I mean, before the season, most people picked the Browns over the Jets. I know you didn't. But most people did. If they get routed by the Jets, they could be done. Because then they got the Rams and the Ravens and the 49ers.
Look at the schedule.
The Seahawks, the Patriots. I mean, my goodness. They won't get any relief till like week 7 with the Broncos.
That's why.
Yeah, they better beat the Jets.
That's why I was like, I wasn't feeling it. I was like, that schedule's tough for a team that hasn't done it yet. And you know what? Maybe, and everybody kind of poo-pooed the Titans and didn't think about the Titans. And, boy, they put it on them. And for them to go, as you said, Chris, I think last year, right, they scored 30 points once.
Yep. And how about this? How about OBJ? And I'm not a guy that dislikes Odell Beckham Jr.
No, I like him.
I like him. But come on. Here's the story. He wore a wristwatch during the game.
What?
And it was, the story, I guess, is that he wore a wristwatch, Richard Mille, or is it Mill?
You know what that watch is, Rob? They know all this high-end stuff.
Y'all into that?
You know, I don't know any of
that. A Richard Mille watch. Well,
I figured the multimillionaire on the show,
Chris Broussard would know. You know it ain't me.
I don't know about that. But anyway, they said that it was worth $187,000. Some people have estimated $250,000, $350,000. No, Richard Mille itself, I hope I'm saying it right. They said it was worth $187,000 plus. He bought it, I guess, in the offseason. They do have athletes in other sports who wear their watches. Rafael Nadal plays tennis in one.
Tennis is not a contact sport,
though.
Thank
you. And Bubba Watson plays golf in one.
Another one. That makes sense. But how are you playing football?
A lot of people golf with a watch on.
Couldn't you cut somebody with that watch?
Look, there is absolutely no reason. Well, let me finish with Nate Nadal and Bubba Watson. They are endorsed by Richard Mille. So they're doing it as endorsers. OBJ is not endorsed by them.
What?
He just wore it on his own. And apparently he was wearing it in practice. Now, that does speak to Freddie Kitchens.
Yes.
Right? If I'm at practice and I see a dude with a wristwatch on, I'm sorry. Take the watch off.
I would ask him, what time is it?
It makes no sense. Because the NFL rule is that you can't wear a hard object. You know, you can wear jewelry, but you can't wear something with a hard surface. Obviously, you that watch gets hit by a helmet, it could crack, it could endanger you, it could endanger an opponent. And my thing is this, Rob. When you put on a wristwatch to play a football game, that tells me your priorities are not in the right place. Because when you, there's only one reason you wear a watch. It's to look cute. It's to look cool. It's to impress
other
the people,
people
on social media. Yep. It's to impress your boys who think the blonde hair and your dancing and all that is so cool. I mean, really, that's who it. That's who it's for. It has no, and I get it. Dudes all the time, they have their own little personal flavor. You wear the orange shoes. You wear the black shoes. You wear the white shoes. You wear your socks a little differently. Your pants, you know, maybe they're up above the knees.
You're wearing capris.
Wristbands. Yeah, whatever. You know, you're doing your own little personal style.
Which
I'm
is fine
with that, right? But a wristwatch? No. There's one reason, and you're trying to impress people out there on social media or your boys or whoever, and that means your number one priority was not winning this football game. You were thinking too much about impressing some viewers.
Chris,
that's it.
It would be like me coming to the show with capris on, a pair of Uggs. You would just look at me and say, you're about the YouTube channel. You're not about the radio show.
I mean, am I right, Rob?
No,
like,
I agree.
Why?
I just don't understand it. Play football. You know you never wore a watch to play football at any point in your life, Chris. At any point. What made you put a watch on for a football game? I just don't even know. Where are the referees? Where are the coaches? Nobody looked over and said, dude, either come out of the game. If I'm a referee, I'm like, either
well,
you take
ref,
that off.
I gotta believe the refs didn't see it.
What are they looking at?
It's hard for me to believe one of the Browns coaches did not know.
Nobody saw the watch.
He was wearing a watch. I would have thought the refs would have told him about it. But I think if Browns coaches saw him, maybe they were scared. Maybe they're not going to call him on the carpet. Maybe they weren't sure that it's illegal. And do I make a big stink out of something that I'm not sure about and lose OBJ? I don't know. But whatever the case, that's not a good sign.
I just, my only thing is, all the years I've been covering the NFL since 1987, all the football games, a watch? I just don't, how do you put a watch? I see
what
you
possesses you to put a watch?
What makes you put a watch on for a football game? And $187,000 watch, I thought it was a stunt because he was getting paid from them and he was trying to push the envelope. Now that you're telling me that there's nothing there and he just did it to do it, that's even more ludicrous.
Yeah. And to your point, I mean, look, I don't care if the watch was $10. You don't need it. You don't need to know what time it is in a football game.
Right.
So there's no excuse to wear it. But the fact that you wore one that was so expensive, you just trying to impress. You know what it's like? It's like when Nick Young played the game for the Lakers in the Jeezys sneakers?
Yes.
You remember? That's what it is. You trying to impress your boys.
Those are not basketball sneakers.
No, you're lucky you didn't tear up your feet like Antonio Brown did in the cryotherapy.
The exactly.
You are lucky. But you're that just shows me you're not thinking the way you need to be thinking to win football games. Or in Nick Young's case, basketball games. So there's a limit. You know, you can try to look cool. You can try to look cute. We play sports. Yeah, I want to look nice, have some nice sneakers on, my socks right,
wristbands,
whatever,
right.
Headband. But there's a limit. And a watch is beyond the pale. I mean, a watch? Golly, I can't believe it.